Will another coach at a major college sports program be forced to leave his job over his mishandling of child molestation allegations against one of his assistants? That's the question swirling around Jim Boeheim, head coach of the men's basketball team at Syracuse University. It comes after his verbal attacks on two men who accused associate coach Bernie Fine of molesting them when they were ball boys for the team back in the 1980s. Fine was fired by the university Sunday after a third man accused Fine of molesting him in 2002, and after a decade-old voice recording emerged in which Fine's wife acknowledged her husband's alleged abuse. Bernie Fine has not been charged with any crime, and he says the accusations against him are false, but he's under investigation by federal, state, and local law enforcement officials. Joining us to help sort this out is Yahoo Sports National College columnist Pat Forty. Pat, let's back up to November 17th. That's when former Syracuse ballboy Bobby Davis told ESPN that Fine had molested him hundreds of times over a 10-year period starting in 1983. What was Coach Boeheim's initial response to that?
His initial response is what got him into trouble. He not only was vociferous in defense of Bernie Fine, which I think was understandable. That's a longtime friend and colleague and been his right-hand man for over three decades. But when he went from defense to offense is where I think the problem occurred for Jim Boeheim. He didn't just stick up for Bernie Fine. He attacked the accusers. And in coming out as strongly as he did, saying they were lying, saying they were in it for money, you know, he put himself, his neck pretty far out there. And, you know, you could say that it's in danger of being chopped off now that Bernie Fine has been fired and now that we know a little bit more.
Now, since Bernie Fine was fired, Jim Boeheim has apologized. He said that he regrets any statements he made that might have been insensitive to victims of abuse. But now groups that support victims of sexual abuse say that Boeheim should resign or should be fired. They say it was his responsibility to oversee the program. Do you think that's a reasonable position on their part?
I think it's too far right now. You know, I can understand certainly a great deal of backlash coming at Jim Boeheim for what he said. But to the best of our knowledge at this point, he is guilty only of extremely inappropriate statements. We don't know that he had any idea that any alleged abuse was going on in his program. We don't know that he in any way enabled Bernie Fine's alleged behavior. We don't know that he covered anything up. To me, there's a whole lot more that we need to find out before anybody decides to fire Jim Boeheim, in my opinion. But that doesn't mean there aren't people out there that want to see it happen.
Put Jim Boeheim in perspective for us. Is it fair to say that he is the public face of Syracuse University much the same way that Joe Paterno was for Penn State?
Yeah, there are striking similarities here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he is an institution, a guy who has devoted his entire professional career to that college, to its most successful and visible sports program, a guy, you know, who could have gone on and coached elsewhere but never wanted to, became basically the lord of the fiefdom and, you know, was able to basically have things the way he wanted it for a long, long time. And sometimes I think that's part of the problem with some of these college coaches is they amass power to a point that nobody can tell them no, nobody can tell them what to say, nobody can tell them what to do. And I think it certainly would have been helpful for Jim Boeheim if somebody could have told him what to say or what not to say a couple of weeks ago.
Pat Forty, once the allegations against associate coach Bernie Fine began to pile up, officials at Syracuse moved quickly to dismiss him. But one of Fine's accusers, Bobby Davis, first brought his accusations against Fine to Syracuse in 2005. Now, the university took no action then because it said it couldn't corroborate his claims. So at this point, is it not just the Syracuse athletic program that's on the hot seat, but the university as a whole?
Yeah, I'd say there's plenty of people that are probably on the hot seat. I mean, one thing that I don't think we have a clear picture of on the outside is exactly what did he say in 2003, 2005, and what was the procedure that was gone through to check it out, not just by Syracuse officials, but also by the media, because he talked to multiple people and multiple media outlets back then. You know, supposedly this video or this audio tape was even available back then. And why did it take until 2011 for it to come out?
And that audio tape, again, is the one of Fine's wife in which she was taped, supposedly not knowingly, acknowledging that her husband had allegedly sexually abused some younger people. What else do the Penn State and Syracuse alleged sex abuse cases have in common, and where do they differ?
First of all, one key difference, there's a 23-page attorney general's presentment based off a grand jury proceeding, you know, with 40 felony counts filed in the Penn State case. I mean, that is a much more concrete case at this point. As far as we know, this is just an ongoing investigation at Syracuse. But there's a lot of similarities, I think, not just the iconic coach who's been connected to a university for a long time, but I think probably some of the shock that's gone on from people who have watched these programs for so long and been so loyal to them, and kind of the strong conflicting emotions of those fan bases. You know, first it is shock and dismay, and I cannot believe this is happening here. And then certainly my experience at Penn State, and I was there for a week, was that kind of coalesced into almost a defensive anger. And we saw that when Joe Paterno was fired and the reaction, which was very unfortunate. And then I think there was a step back from that and maybe some perspective gain. You know, Syracuse, we still have Jim Boeheim still has his job, so we don't know what's going to happen with that. But I wonder if the steps of fan reaction is going to be similar at Syracuse.
When it comes to sex abuse claims in college sports, I'm wondering if you think we're starting to see the dominoes fall. First Penn State, now Syracuse. Will there be more?
Oh, I think it's possible in youth sports, and this happens in youth sports. You know, USA Gymnastics has had scandals involving coaches and athletes. USA Swimming has had scandals involving coaches and athletes. Anytime that you put coaches in positions of power and influence over groups of young people who want to perform well or, you know, be in contact with those people of power and influence, I don't think it's unique to college sports, but it's the kind of thing that a lot of people never dreamed was actually really going on.
Pat Forty is the national college columnist for Yahoo Sports. Pat, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.